Chapter 2. The King was angry. He went to see the Sheriff of Nottingham. "Get me Robin Hood," he said. The Sheriff had a message for Robin. It was not a nice message. It said he must die. No one wanted to take the message to Robin. "Who will give my message to Robin Hood?" said the Sheriff. "I will pay them with gold." "I want some gold," said a man. "I will do it." The man went to Sherwood Forest. He met Robin. "Where are you going, friend?" said Robin. "I have a special message for Robin Hood," said the man. "Do you know him?" Robin smiled. "Yes, I do. Come with me, and I will tell you where he is." The man was very happy. This was easy. Robin took him to the pub. He bought the man a drink. Robin was nice to him, but he stole the message. "Where is Robin Hood?" said the man. "I am Robin Hood," said Robin. "Aha," said the man. "I have a message for you." "Give it to me then," said Robin. But the message was gone. The man was sad. "I cannot deliver the message, so I will not get any gold. Everyone thinks I am a fool," said the Sheriff. "I need a plan to catch Robin Hood. I will hold an archery competition. Then Robin Hood will come to me." Robin loved archery competitions, but he was not a fool. "I know this is a plan to catch me, so I will go in disguise," he thought. "I will wear red clothes instead of green." The competition was very exciting. The whole town came to see it. The Sheriff looked for Robin. "He is not here," he said. "He is too scared to come." One day, Robin wanted to cross the river, but there was no bridge. "My clothes are very fine," he thought. "I do not want to get them wet." He heard someone singing. He went to look. It was a holy man. He was singing and very happy. "It is not normal for a holy man to be happy. They should be serious." "Good day," said Robin. "I need to cross the river. Will you carry me across?" "No," said the holy man. "Why should I?" "Because you are a holy man," said Robin. "Holy men help good people. I am Robin Hood. I am very good. You should help me." The holy man nodded. "You are right. I will take you across the river." Robin got onto the man's back. The man took him into the river. When they got to the middle, the man stopped. He dropped Robin into the water. Splash! The man laughed. Robin was surprised. It was not funny. "I am all wet," he said. Then he laughed too. "You are very merry," he said to the man. "You should join my merry men. What is your name?" "I am Friar Tuck," said the man, "and I would be happy to join you." Friar Tuck and Robin Hood became very good friends.